But it provides legitimacy, right? You know, you think of things like insurance, banking, all these other ancillary services that are provided to the cannabis industry now. It provides legitimacy, right? You can't get insurance if you're not a licensed business. And so I think all of those sorts of things and the additional infrastructure that ancillary providers assist operators so that they can grow and scale their businesses risk-free and helped by those ancillary businesses to project them forward.
I never. We good?
3, 2, go.
Day 2, Benzinga, Miami, Meat Unshackled. We are here with Eric. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
So it has been, yesterday was a fantastic conference. This whole experience is just filled with people that are extremely interesting, filled with knowledge, movers and shakers in the modern cannabis industry. And I always say that because there's an old school cannabis industry that I've learned to respect, which is dying and gone, unfortunately, but they're still good people. And it was a true glory years, the libertarian spirit, absent the big heavy-handed mallet of the law throwing you in jail. Anyway, it's not important. How are you doing, Eric?
I'm good, Dimitri. Appreciate you having me.
What are you finding here? How are things going for you?
Yeah, it's going great. Just meeting with a lot of existing clients, new prospects, like putting a lot of faces to emails, right? And I think it's great. I think there's been a lot of positive sentiment. Like obviously, a lot of initiatives are kind of on the ballot. You know, a lot of people talking about rescheduling, Florida being on the ballot for recreational. So I think that there's a lot of good, positive momentum, which is exciting. And I think, you know, the Benzinga conference, I always find every year to be really, really quality, high quality, just from, you know, the content that they put on, but also Absolutely. The individuals that are in the room. And we're just happy to be here and be a part of it.
Absolutely. I agree with you 100%. A lot of people are talking about Florida, because we're in Florida.
Yeah.
And a lot of people are talking about that ballot initiative. But tell us about your company. Tell us about Alpha Root.
Yes. Yeah. So we're a full-service commercial insurance brokerage that focuses exclusively in the cannabis space. So we've been working with cannabis operators since like 2012 when Colorado went recreational, and we started to branch off from our parent organization, Founder Shield, and focus exclusively in the space in 2018. And then fast forward to 2021, we were acquired by Baldwin Risk Partners, which is a Florida-based insurance brokerage here in Tampa. And they brought us in to build out their cannabis practice. And so it's provided us a lot of additional infrastructure and just allowed us to grow the brand and grow the team and continue to deliver high-quality service to our clients.
What kind of insurance do you provide?
Yeah, so everything related to property and casualty, right, that any traditional business buys, right, you know, general liability, product liability, property, D&O, and the full suite of commercial products. We also do some health and benefits as well, but, you know, really – What I think is cool about, you know, what we do, insurance is not the coolest thing. It's not the sexiest thing. But no, like,
I know. You just remind me that Mita needs to update its insurance.
Yeah. but it provides legitimacy, right? You know, you think of things like insurance, banking, all these other ancillary services that are provided to the cannabis industry now. It provides legitimacy, right? You can't get insurance if you're not a licensed business. And so I think all of those sorts of things and the additional infrastructure that ancillary providers assist operators so that they can grow and scale their businesses risk-free and helped by those ancillary businesses to project them forward. You know what I mean?
So you insure cultivators, manufacturers, brands,
yep,
retailers,
everybody,
all plant touching, everything?
Yeah, and we work with a lot of early stage businesses that are just getting off the ground.
Real estate.
Early stage businesses. And
okay.
Then we also work with some of the larger multi-state operators and so everywhere in between. And, you know, we're really just trying to provide quality service and risk management solutions to help operators scale.
And right? How long have you been doing cannabis?
Since 2018.
Oh, sorry. So it's 2018.
Yeah.
So
exclusively since 2018. Yeah.
So the reason I asked that is 6 years. You got any good stories? Like delivery truck driver flipped over. And
yeah,
all these people scoured from the shadows and stole all the product and They lost $1 million worth of product.
Unfortunately, we've been, you know, we've seen a lot of theft claims, especially, you know, in like, you know, Northern California, a lot of issues. But honestly, I think most of what we've seen.
No cultivation light staying on 24 hours, burning the whole crop, and somebody claiming that. Do you guys do that?
Yeah. So we can definitely insure indoor crop. But, I mean, most of the claims that we see is just like, honestly, it's like any industry. Cyber, phishing scams. You know, CFO sending a false email saying, hey, did you wire $100,000 to that client that I told you to? And then, you know, someone doing that, right? Which is a prevalent risk in any business.
Wait, I didn't know you could do that.
The phishing scams and social engineering. Yeah.
Really, that happens?
Yeah, absolutely.
I didn't.
Yeah. That's why, you know, cyber insurance.
You guys provide cyber insurance?
Yeah.
Wow.
But that's something that's prevalent in any industry, right?
Okay.
I think retailers especially are just like high-value targets from a theft perspective, unfortunately. And a lot of what we do is like consultating on how we can mitigate risk, right? Like what types of safeguards do you have in place to prevent something from happening, right?
That's in your best interest. You guys are the ones that have to pay out.
Exactly. So we're a brokerage firm, so we facilitate the interaction between the client and the end insurance company. So we represent our clients to our carrier partners to find the best appropriate plan based off of what stage of the business that they're in.
Well, that's very important nuance that I didn't understand, because that makes you even more important to contact.
Yeah,
you deal with a lot.
Yeah, yes. And so when we take one specific risk, we're able to go to, you know, let's say 10
now
to 20 markets, 10 to 20 different insurance companies to bid it out and to see, you know, based off of the scope and size of operations and what their exposure is, you know, what's the best appropriate carrier. And one of the reasons why we chose to focus exclusively in the space is not only to build the relationships on the client side, but also on the carrier side and making sure that we're not only building the relationships with the carriers that are riding in the space, but we're also trying to stand up programs and build out capacity for the cannabis industry, right? Because the more carriers that we can have, the more capacity, the more attractive rates, right? The more money that operators can keep in their pocket and infuse into the business, right? And so that's what we're trying to do and helping build, you know, programs for the operators, but also trying to help build capacity out on the carrier side as well.
So you guys insure shipping companies, I mean, across the board outside the cannabis industry.
So my group, we exclusively focus in the cannabis space. Yeah, so like that's what we do on a daily basis. We live and breathe it. Our parent organization obviously has other divisions that do, you know, shipping companies, traditional real estate. But we just feel that the cannabis industry is highly nuanced and really requires specialization. And we want to make sure that we really understand what's going on the industry that impacts our clients. And I do think that, you know, gives us a competitive advantage of maybe a more traditional firm that just doesn't deal with cannabis businesses all the time. You know, I just think it's hard to give the quality of service and attention to detail if you don't understand the nuances of the industry, nuances of the pain points that operators have, which allows us to be more successful in our approach, right?
Right. And, you know, I mean, I'm always thinking crop insurance seems like something that would be, like, highly volatile and risky and complicated. Do you guys do that?
Yeah. So it just depends, right? Outdoor crop is really challenging.
Yeah.
And especially a lot
outdoor,
of the factors.
Greenhouse, indoor.
Yeah.
Understand the nuances.
So greenhouse we can do. It just depends on what type of greenhouse and what infrastructure that they have.
Right.
But definitely on indoor cultivation, you know, having crop at every single stage. So, like, what we're able to do is break it out by, you know, let's say nursery plants versus the first stage, living crop, and then when it's, like, right about to harvest, right? Because obviously there's different values assessed to the crop, right? If something is harvested, ready to go for sale, that's much more valuable than a nursery plant, right? And so we're able to insure crop at different stages of its life cycle and also the finished stock that's ready for sale and ready to get pushed out that's already packaged.
Well, it's good that you guys are studying and understanding the nuances of this stuff.
Yeah.
Because you can break down and give somebody a better rate.
Yeah.
Rather than saying, you know, all the crops are this risky, so I'm going to just drop you a huge rate.
And it allows us to, like, you know, we are the eyes, ears, and mouth of operators with insurance companies, right? Because they're not, typically, you need a broker to buy commercial insurance. It's not, you know, you It's not like personal insurance where you can just go to Geico and purchase it directly, right? So if we don't understand our operators' businesses in and out, how are we going to be able to properly articulate that to the carrier so that they can understand the scope of the risk, right? And so that's why we find it just very important to understand the nuances of each operator. I'm not saying that I could operate a cannabis business. I don't think I could, but know enough to be dangerous and be able to help our clients and represent them appropriately with the insurance partners that we work with.
I know I couldn't operate a cannabis business, but I could advise.
Yeah.
At this point, I probably know more than most people in this room. I have met so many people in so many different aspects of cannabis. But this is a finance conference, so it's easy for you because you just get to catch up with all your old clients.
Yeah.
And new clients.
Meet a lot of new, and it's great. I love the energy. You know, I'm an extrovert. I kind of get energy from talking to people and having great conversations, so it's exciting to just catch up with existing clients, new prospects, partners, also sit in on panels and just get, you know, firsthand knowledge from experts, right? It's pretty invaluable, the conversations that you're having, just trying to understand where people's thoughts are at with certain initiatives and markets that are coming online.
Product liability insurance? Yeah. Is that something you guys do too?
Yeah.
I mean, like, how does that work with
It's so funny. It's
all that stuff.
So THC is easier from a product liability standpoint than hemp-derived products.
Right.
Which is a little bit counterintuitive, but the reasoning is like how much scrutiny and how much lab testing and all the regulatory requirements of THC products versus hemp-derived, it's much more stringent. And it's so funny because everybody's mind goes immediately to product liability, right, when you think of cannabis because, you know, the intoxicating effects.
Well, mine just came to it right now.
Yeah.
Because I was thinking to myself, what are, like, some of the big hot topics?
I mean, obviously there's been some product liability losses that haven't been favorable, but by and large, I don't think there's been as many product liability claims as people would think.
But there have been product liability claims around hemp or THC and cannabis.
Yeah.
There have.
Primarily,
I don't know about them.
There was a few back that were like catastrophic losses, unfortunately, like related to edibles. I think, I don't know if somebody passed away from having an edible, but, or there was some issue around, I forget the exact claim, but also,
Are these like public? I mean, I'm sorry, I should know about these.
Yeah, definitely.
Interesting.
But not as much as you would think. Like, you know, you think about other industries like alcohol and other types of industries that you look at similar to cannabis. Like, it's not even close.
Good point. I mean, the product this is your industry. It's your role.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I say I'm a manufacturer of a different brand or a startup kind of stuff, and I got my branded flower, my vape pen, whatever. I should get insurance.
Yep.
Yes, I get insurance. I should get insurance for you. But it is 10 times safer than alcohol. So does, like, Sam Adams carry big product liability insurance? Or like Budweiser?
Yeah, absolutely.
And so and there's ways that Sam Adams could be held liable, like if somebody drank too so much Sam Adams or something?
Yeah. I mean, there's...
I just don't know how it works.
No, I mean, like I said, you know, any company that sells a physical, tangible product, like, needs product liability.
Yeah.
Right? And so I just think it's interesting because people's immediate mind, like when I have conversations, a lot of operators are most concerned about that. But really where we see most of the claims on the property side, so theft and damage to, you know, cultivation facilities, a light bulb bursting, dropping, burning crop, right? Employment practices liability, which is like HR-related claims, which is something that there's been a spike across multitude of industries. But you know, things like harassment, discrimination, wrongful termination, wage and hour disputes, you know, something that we've seen a spike in, especially in certain markets that are more employee-friendly, like California, New York, are particularly employee-friendly from an EPLI standpoint.
So you got to watch out for this ordinary stuff.
This
day-to-day stuff.
Absolutely.
Yeah. It's not like the sexy tennis star that's going to cheat, that your wife is going to cheat on you with. It's the next-door neighbor or the pool boy. You know what I'm saying?
That's an interesting analogy. I don't know if I would put it that way.
You got to watch out for what's close.
Yeah. And
the daily.
And they're...
It's good.
They're legitimized businesses that are just susceptible to any claims. But, you know, obviously the nature of the industry, the different nuances, it's just highly specialized. And, you know, obviously a lot of the big insurance companies are not playing in the space, kind of due to the federal legality of it, right?
Yeah.
But there's definitely more and more carriers coming into the space, and I think, you know, part of what we try to do is educate carriers, and like I said, to try to build out additional capacity for our clients, additional programs, which I think will be just beneficial for the industry as a whole.
Well, we're going to call you Mr. Insurance from now on, because I want to hear some more about these liability claims that happen and stuff. But obviously, it's much more important operating day-to-day, these nuances, these subtleties, the pool boy, the next-door neighbor, the mailman. That's what you got to be watched out for.
That's what you got to watch out for.
You know, that's the day-to-day stuff that gets you in the end. So how do people get in touch with you?
Yeah, they can go to our website. What's great is actually, you know, we have insurance is a typically archaic industry. But we built a digital platform to help assist with the application process. It's called app.alfred.com. You can go on, create a client account, check off the coverages, check off the industry that you're in, whether it's cannabis, hemp CBD, check off the operator that you're at, that you are, either retail or cultivation, whatever it may be. It preps all the relevant coverages, gives you advice and guidance. But if you want to speak to an account executive, we have a full team of humans behind, because I think it's really important to have, you know, a relationship there. You know, but we want to leverage technology to enhance the customer experience. So they can go on our website, app.alfred. They can go and find more education on alfred.com. You can reach out to me directly, eric@alfred.com, and happy to have a conversation and see how we can help.
Alfred, we look forward to getting to know you more over the years and your continued success. And thank you, Eric.
I appreciate it. And, you know, love what you guys are building at MIDA. And was talking to David. You know, we have a few clients in Arizona, and we want to try to do something with you guys and potentially sponsor an event. And so Arizona market's tremendous. So we'll looking forward to partnering on that front as well.
Absolutely. Look forward to working with you some more, Eric.
Thanks.
Nice meeting you.
Yeah.
This has been another episode of Meet Unshackled. These are the kind of people that you meet at Benzinga. I was getting to know Eric here as you were, so I'm going to talk to him more about insurance. And if you were at Benzinga, you'd be able to talk to him too. We'll see you in the next episode.